Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. And sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything happening in media tech. This is BagelTech Media, episode number 34 for January 15th, 2011. H.264, no more? Hello, welcome to your weekend edition of BagelTech Media. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Great to have you on board for our second installment of the BagelTech Media podcast for this week. And I got a good show for you guys today. You know, we're actually not dealing so much with products today. It's more of kind of what's either going around in the media industry right now or how things are actually affecting you kind of behind the scenes in the media industry as far as the internet goes. And we will get into the show in just a moment. Of course, got to let you know, BagelTech Media is part of the BagelTech Network. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com right now. All of the shows are over there. We actually just finished recording the Mac show. BagelTech Mac, just finished it an hour ago. It was a great show, great panel. You need to check it out this week. Just head on over to BagelTechNews.com for that, and you'll see it over there for the Mac show. Of course, we got the Droid show, the Raid show, the Daily show, the Big show, the Photo show. It's all over there. BagelTechNews.com for that. Of course, we're also a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network as well over at TechPodcast.com. And you can find the video version of BagelTech Media by going over to TechPodcast.tv. I hope everybody's week has been going really well. Like I said, a lot of great little media tech news that's going to be affecting you. So let's get into that right now. All right, first thing I want to tackle as far as the media tech news is concerned, and it has to do with Google, H.264, and the whole fiasco behind it. Now, in case you haven't really read into this or know what's going on, H.264 is so far an open codec. Nobody's being charged, no one's saying anything. It's predominantly the main codec we're all kind of, well, we're supposedly switching over to, thanks to Apple. Apple wanted that. That's what's available on the iPads, your iPhones, these kind of things. Of course, Flash was kind of thrown out the window with it. We didn't want to do Flash, or at least Apple didn't want to do Flash. I still think Flash is honestly still very much alive. But this changes the game slightly. Google announced this week that they're dropping H.264 support in the Chrome browser. So if you're using Chrome right now, the Google browser, and I use Chrome, I have it actually over here on the Windows machine, you're not going to be seeing or be able to play H.264 encoded rap content, basically, is what it comes down to. And you're thinking, well, you know, shouldn't it be easy? Shouldn't I just be able to install something? I don't know if it's actually going to be that simple. It's actually getting a feeling to me, is Google supporting Adobe? Is Adobe somewhat behind this? I don't know. I don't want to get a bunch of conspiracy theories going here, but it seems a little too coincidental. We've had the whole thing with Apple. The Apple's saying, look, we don't want Flash. We hate Flash, period. We're doing H.264. We believe it's the future. We've been that way for a year. Now, all of a sudden, that Google and Apple aren't really getting along. Obviously, Adobe and Apple aren't getting along. And H.264 being gone from Chrome browser and being Google and all that, it's starting to sum things up. They still love Flash, though. You know, they're still okay with the Flash thing. And it's just really making me wonder, what brought this on? Now, a lot of people saying, nah, don't speculate. Can't be Apple, you know. I think it is Apple. And I just don't think they want to go the way of Apple. They're using the whole, they don't know how long H.264 is going to be free. They think eventually it's going to be something we have to buy a license for, like MP3 did. Basically, you know, MP3 we thought was free at first, and then kind of it didn't go that way, you know. FLAC is one of these things out there. It's an audio codec that is open source. It's free. And I can understand Google's argument. They want to be able to still go in a realm of this, you know, this sort of WebM and all these sort of things of offering free content and free codecs where you don't have to worry about, you don't have to pay licensing fee. Content providers don't have to pay licensing fee. Usually that's the better way to go. There's no really solid evidence that H.264 is going to be have a license fee later in the future. For all we know, it's still going to remain free. Apple sees it's the way of the future. All of their devices have that. So how does this affect you? Well, right now, nothing's going to affect you, not at least right away. We're going to see this in 3 months' time. You're going to start seeing this when you start getting the latest version of Chrome browser. So if you're a Chrome browser user, in 3 months' time, you might have something to worry about. Also, Opera browser is also on board with this as well, just so you know. Now, Microsoft, totally against it. Microsoft's being buddy-buddy with Apple all of a sudden, you know, because Apple's the main supporter of H.264, the codec. So, funny times here we're living in now. We've got Adobe and Google being buddy-buddy, it seems, and we've got Microsoft and Apple teaming up with one another. You know, what's going to happen with YouTube? All that stuff over on YouTube's basically encoded in H.264. I guess they can go back in and re-encode all that. They basically did that over a year ago. That's why I'm sitting here thinking, why do this? Why do this? You know, all they are really is making it more complicated for you and for me. And we have to go and download and do this and that. I thought we were getting away from that. Google's saying that's what they're trying to do. They're getting away from that. So it's just one standardized thing. We don't have anything standardized. Well, H.264 to me was working just fine. We all could pretty much view it on any device. And I was quite happy with it. And the video quality looks great on it. Google doesn't see it that way. We're going to know more in 3 months. We are definitely going to stay on top of this for you. And I just wanted to put it out there for you guys today. So that way you know what's coming your way in the very near future. All right, on now with more Media Tech news. It actually has to do with our lovely, fine record labels. Actually, all for our listeners up in Canada. It has actually more to do with our artists up in Canada, our music artists up in Canada. If anybody has tuned in, when I did Sonic Beyond podcast a long time ago, never was a big fan of a lot of these rich record companies. I always thought they underpaid their artists or didn't even pay them at all. And it's continued into Bagel Tech Media. Still how I feel about the record industry. Yeah, I don't believe as poor as you think you are, record industry. Well, they've been hoarding money. Sony Music Entertainment Canada, EMI Music, Universal Music, and Warner Music Canada. Yeah, I think that pretty much takes care of all of them, doesn't it? Have agreed to pay songwriters and music publishers $47.5 million in damages. Why? Because of copyright infringement and overdue royalties. Oh, yeah, the record industry is taking care of their artists, aren't they? You gotta be kidding me. This is why I get so sick and tired of hearing the piracy card out there. You know, oh, the piracy's killing us. You don't even pay your artists. Sony, EMI, Universal, Warner, all of you. And then I see something like this. You know, it's, these are the times we're living in where I cannot go along with the whole royalty bit anymore about that. Oh yeah, our artists are making more money than they ever have and all these sort of things. No, I believe the record companies are making more money than they ever have. The artists are not getting or not seeing as much money as they actually probably as they used to actually in the 70s, because you know that was the big boom of the recording industry. So record labels, come on, you know, stop. Because there's consumers. I know you that listen to this podcast. You buy music. You buy it legitimately. You probably get it through iTunes, Amazon, these kind of places, right? As I do as well. The price of music needs to come down still. I firmly believe that. Digital downloads are still too expensive. And then I hear about piracy is killing them. Guys, take a look in the mirror. Start paying your artists. Support your artists, because we are, the consumers. We're supporting your artists. Why don't the record labels start supporting their artists? All right, let's move on now. I don't want to rant anymore. This is really quite cool. Spotify, unfortunately, still available to all our European listeners. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. We're still waiting for it here in Asia, and we're still very much waiting for it stateside. But it's coming to the Logitech Squeeze Box. If you don't know what the Logitech Squeeze Box is, it's a mouthful. It's an internet kind of content device that you can get Pandora on it, internet radio, these kind of things. A small little box has a little remote with it. It's basically just, you know, you're basically music, streaming music. The thing that separates this thing, though, is that it had USB ports on it. SD card slots on it. So you could also put your own, I would suppose, MP3s on it there as well, your own media in the device. You could also get it that way. Well, Spotify now has joined this, and it's changing everything. And, you know, Spotify is actually changing a lot this week. They also are teaming up with Shazam, which is kind of the music discovery app on the iPhone. And Spotify and Shazam are teaming up there so that if you find something through Shazam, then you can go immediately over to Spotify and boom, there you go. There's your music. You've discovered something. There's your music. It's really awesome, and I love Shazam. We here at Bagel Tech Media have always loved Shazam. Great app. Spotify, to me, just seems to be getting it right. Now, why can't they get into the to the U.S. market? Why can't they expand into Asia? I don't know why. It's almost, and from what we hear, it's the record labels again. They don't want this thing. They hate the idea of streaming music. Why? Because they make less money. They do. They make less money. I mean, they're all about selling the product. They're not really about the royalties. That's what, it's why they didn't pay them back for so long up in Canada. It's not really about the royalties for them. It's about the product. Understandable. You're in the business to sell products. Sure. But with streaming and Spotify and these things, there's not product going through. Yeah, sure. You can buy downloads, but there's not product going through there. So your artists are making the royalty money, but the record companies aren't making as much money towards that. That's why they don't like streaming services, Pandora, Spotify, these kind of things. But anyway, Spotify, look for it. It's coming to the Logitech Squeeze. But actually, it should be there now. Actually, about 24 hours ago, I didn't see it there on their website, but I think it's over there now. So go check it out. And of course, Logitech Squeeze Box, great little content device. Love it. Love it to death. All right, on now with more Media Tech news. This is actually for all of our U.S. listeners and has to do with PBS. They've launched a free iOS app to watch full-length video. This thing's great. It's absolutely free. PBS is, of course, public broadcasting service or public broadcasting station in the U.S., and it's, you know, it's somewhat government-funded. It's also listener-supported, more or less. They have a lot of telethons every year, and it's nice that they made this app for free. I guess they should because it is sort of non-profit. And you got great streaming things like Antique Roadshow is probably one of the most popular running shows that's been on there. As far as I know, it's just the U.S. edition. I've never seen like the U.K. edition of Antique Roadshow, but it's the U.S. edition on there. They also got embedded in this app the Antique Roadshow game app, and it's also for the PBS iPad version as well. So, to me, a great app, great contents on PBS. They also have a lot of music content and even movies and these kind of stuff on PBS. If you do watch PBS, support your local PBS station. We really would be lost without these people, and they do really give us a lot of great content year in and year out. So go check it out, the free PBS iOS app for your iPhone and your iPad. Finally, I want to end slightly on a bit of a sad note, slightly. Yeah. Bye-bye, another CD plant. Sony Music is shutting down a CD manufacturing plant in New Jersey. It's coming this March, actually. Unfortunately, they're going to lay off about 300 employees. That's really the saddest part right there, is 300 employees being laid off. The other sad part is it's showing the all the more decline of physical media. We're just not buying it anymore. I bought very little CDs last year. I did buy some, but I bought very little. It's all online now. It's all going that direction. And we're getting to the time now where I think we're going to see CDs like vinyl. I don't think CDs are going to completely disappear. I think there's going to be a place for them in the audiophile category, just as vinyl is. So I think they're going to be there. Look for the cost to go up for CDs for sure. I don't think we're going to see the $10 or, you know, $14 CD anymore. Maybe the box sets we're going to start seeing more of when it comes to physical products as far as CDs go now. But this just all more shows the decline. I mean, you're talking from 16 to 23% decline, over the past 2 years, for physical media, for CDs. Expect to see more of this. And there will be plants around. We still will have CDs. I guarantee you 20 years now, I don't know, about 20 years, maybe. I don't know if vinyls lasted that long. I'll put it a stretch to say, I guarantee you 10 years from now, we're still going to have CDs, but it's going to be purely for the audiophiles. Well, that is going to wrap up your weekend edition of Bagel Tech Media. Once again, guys, thanks for taking the time to tune in and download us. How do you get a hold of the podcast? Simple to do. Head on over to BagelTechMedia.com right now for that. We're still in the process of getting that website to go forward, so you just click that link there. It'll take you right to our Bagel Tech Media show page at the Bagel Tech Network. Get subscribed to either the audio or video edition of the podcast. You can also find us on iTunes. Just search for Bagel Tech Media there. We're also at the Zoom Marketplace as well. If you're looking for just the video version, we're at YouTube for that. We're also at Blip.TV. We're also on Vimeo as well. You can also find us on the Roku box and also the Boxy Box as well for the video versions of Bagel Tech Media. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And you can email us at BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Get a lot of mail all throughout the week, and I'd love to hear from you. Before we wrap up the weekend show, I got to give a shout out to our sponsors. This is UK2.net. They support the entire Bagel Tech Network. We'd be lost, pretty much dead without them. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com right now for that. Click that click-through that says UK2.net. It's going to take you over to their site. That way they know we sent you, and you get some great, reliable, great prices on web hosting over there. They're going to get you set up. They're going to get you going. UK2.net for that. Also, our other sponsor, which is Large Software, MakeMyPCNew.com right now. POD2 is our code. You get password management and PC tune-up software over there. Great folks over there have been supporting Bagel Tech Media for so long now. POD2 is our code, and MakeMyPCNew.com right now for to get that great deal on your bundled software. And once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening, Media Tech.